16 years old isn't the standard age for an editor-in-chief, but June Keating dreamt up a literary anthology, and with the help of a team, she's bringing it to fruition. The high school junior in the literary arts program at the George Washington Carver Center for the Arts and Technology talks about her anthology, Hunchmeat.
I think the biggest gift you can give to an arts community is something new and confusing that it hasn't seen before. That's part of why, with the help of a team, I'm creating Hunchmeat. It's an anthology of dark and mysterious poems, short stories, gorgeous visual art, mysterious marginalia, and more. The result will be a cabinet of curiosities and a portal to peculiar worlds crafted by Baltimore artists. Hunchmeat is inspired by the writings of Edgar Allan Poe, Octavia Butler, and Italo Calvino, as well as Guillermo del Toro's Pan's Labyrinth, the Voynich manuscript, and the journals from the Disney Channel's Gravity Falls. This month, the production team will collect poetry, illustrations, photography, short fiction, creative nonfiction, and more from Baltimore artists. My team of creators so far includes Jesse Delaplane, Devin Martin, Kevin Griffin Moreno, and Stephanie Parks. I got the idea for Hunchmeat after seeing my friend Dave Iden post a picture on Facebook. He had started writing a grocery list, and it went hamburgers, hot dogs, and then I guess he meant to write lunch meat, but instead he accidentally wrote Hunchmeat. I thought that really sounded strange, like the name of a book, and I'd been trying to think of a way to help out the Baltimore Rock Opera Society, or BROS. Proceeds from Hunchmeat will go to their search for a permanent organizational home. I've been working with BROS since 2014. We're going to curate submissions, begin the chapbook publication process, and compile and hand-bind the original manuscript for a live event in spring 2018 that will feature readings from contributing writers and musical entertainment. I think Hunchmeat will contribute to the Baltimore arts community not only by raising money for a local theater company, but also by really deeply disturbing people. It's going to be super creepy and strange. Plus, it's giving people a chance to share their work with a larger audience consisting mainly of other artists. I'm hoping that it will give people an opportunity to reveal hidden talents or hobbies that they normally wouldn't have a chance to share.
To submit to or learn more about Hunchmeat, you can email hunchmeat@gmail.com. More information about the Baltimore Rock Opera Society can be found at baltimorerockopera.org. Maryland Humanities is a statewide nonprofit that creates and supports educational experiences in the humanities that inspire all Marylanders to embrace lifelong learning, exchange ideas openly, and enrich their communities. Humanities Connection is produced by Maryland Humanities for WYPR. For Maryland Humanities, I'm Phoebe Stein.